An Ideal Husband is a new film adapted from Oscar Wilde's 1895 drawing room comedy. It stars Rupert Everett, Cate Blanchett, Minnie Driver, Julianne Moore, and Jeremy Northam. Film critic John Powers has a review.
If you pretend to be good, Oscar Wilde wrote, the world takes you very seriously. If you pretend to be bad, it doesn't. This idea lies at the heart of An Ideal Husband, a flat-footed yet enjoyable new adaptation of Wilde's play. Jeremy Northam stars as Sir Robert Chiltern, a rising MP renowned for both his integrity and for his high-minded wife, Lady Gertrude, who's played by Cate Blanchett. Handsome, honorable, and headed to the top, he seems like the ideal husband. But Sir Robert has a terrible secret in his past, and he receives a blackmail threat from Mrs. Cheeverly, that's Julianne Moore, a scheming woman who wants him to sell his vote for silence. And so he enlists the help of Rupert Everett's character, Lord Arthur Goring, a dapper womanizer known as the idlest man in London. The languid Lord Arthur does his best to straighten things out, but it's a tricky task, for late Victorian society encouraged the stylized pretense of being good. You can feel the elegant oppressiveness of the era's manner when Sir Robert and his wife banter with a newspaper publisher at a soiree.
Yes, in the old days, we had the rack. Nowadays, we have the press. Your own newspaper being the notable exception, of course, Sir Edward, where truth shines out like a beacon and lies run vainly for the shadows.
Bravo, Lady Chiltern. But may I ask, do I detect in your conversation a lyricism not entirely uncommon in your husband's excellent speeches?
If you are suggesting, Sir Edward, that my position in society owes anything to my wife, you are utterly mistaken. It owes everything to my wife. I demand that you make it known immediately, for without her, it's true, I am entirely unexceptional. Without her love, I'm nothing.
An Ideal Husband was scripted and directed by Oliver Parker, who's wisely streamlined the play, which frankly lacks the gossamer brilliance of The Importance of Being Earnest. But Parker's not subtle enough to capture Wilde's paradoxical tone, which is never more serious than when being frivolous. And he leaves many of his actors stranded halfway between being natural and being theatrical. He does the seemingly impossible by getting a bad performance from Julianne Moore. Yet Wilde's original play is so neatly structured and so effortlessly witty that it carries you along anyway. And there's a terrific performance by Everett, the openly gay English actor, who's become almost the archetype of a straight society's ideal homosexual. Not only is he handsome, he's fun, witty, waspish, elegant, and free from the received ideas that drive the people around him crazy. In its airy way, Wilde's play explored many of the ideas that drove Victorians crazy. Wilde shows the hypocrisy of Sir Robert, the moralistic Victorian gent who conveniently forgets that his own road to success was initially paved with dishonesty. He reveals the oppressive decency of Lady Gertrude, a real Victorian type, a lady so lost in noble values that she can't bear to face how the world really works. Finally, and most radically, Wilde suggests that the ideal husband is not the earnest pontificating Sir Robert, but the playfully bad Lord Arthur, who's essentially a gay man in the guise of a womanizer. It's worth mentioning here that Wilde, a gay icon, himself was married with children. 100 years later, these ideas are no longer subversive. Today, nobody expects politicians to be anything but phonies, preaching small-town values, then taking that PAC money. We no longer view women as frail vessels of decency to be shielded from reality. Just try it. And the idea of the gay man as a woman's ideal companion, if not husband, is on primetime network television. Wilde has triumphed over Queen Victoria. And that may be why this diverting film ultimately feels so dated and complacent. In retooling An Ideal Husband for 1999, Parker's done nothing to make it question contemporary values. It still treats marriage as an ultimate. Nor does he seem to grasp that Wilde's work celebrates the glories of artifice. He never finds a cinematic style worthy of Wilde's famous line, that it's only shallow people who do not judge by appearances.
John Powers is film critic for Fresh Air and Vogue.